WTAW News Time, 8:05. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The reorganization continues at College Station City Hall. Police Chief Jeff Capps was named Wednesday as an assistant city manager. Assistant Chief Scott McCollum was named interim chief when Capps begins his new duties June 30th. City Manager Kelly Templin says Capps takes over for Kathy Merrill, who retired last month. Capps has been with the CSPD since 1993. He'll become responsible for the police and fire departments, along with emergency operations, human resources, community services, and intergovernmental relations. The 21st Annual Bryan Rotary Club Newman 10 Awards for small businesses based in the Brazos Valley were announced Wednesday. The winner, with sales growth over the last 3 years of nearly 450%, was Schaefer Custom Homes. The keynote speaker, Bryan native Randy Hale, leads the Houston-based Rock Hill Capital Group. For as long as he could remember, Hale wanted his own business.
Whether I was picking dewberries across the street from Lester's department store and selling them door-to-door in my neighborhood, or my Houston Post paper route, I never could get the Eagle, I always had the Post, or my lawn mowing business that I inherited from my older brother, but in the back of the room. I've always wanted to run something. Over the past 20 years, I've been fortunate enough to be involved in starting a few businesses and investing alongside a bunch of successful entrepreneurs.
The complete list of winners is online at WTAW.com. Bryan police are looking for suspects in two gun-related incidents from Tuesday night. Officer Kelly McKeithen says no one was injured and nothing was taken during an attempted armed robbery at Woody's on South College.
A Hispanic male who had his face covered to try to hide his identity walked into the store with a firearm, saw the clerk, and then turned around and left.
20 minutes before that was gunfire near the roundabout at College Main and Old College. McKeithen says a 21-year-old victim ran when officers arrived. When he was caught, officers discovered the man had been shot. He was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Police found drugs on the victim and also found a handgun during a search of the area. Online at WTAW.com are suspect descriptions from both cases. The list of those surprised by the primary election defeat of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor is long. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan suspects one reason is Cantor not visiting his district enough due to his leadership responsibilities.
When you become a member of leadership in the House, you wind up running all over the country to help other candidates get elected or to raise money or to recruit new candidates to run against incumbents. And as a result, sometimes you pay less attention to the folks back home in your district, and they're the ones that elect you, not the national audience.
Flores also says voters were influenced by national talk show hosts who got involved in that race in the last couple of weeks. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-280-0 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
It's 8:10, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service means overtime coverage for you and your family with no overtime charges. You come home, unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there. 690-2278. Here's what we got for numbers.
Some showers have already started firing up across central and northern Texas. Some thunderstorms as well. All of this tracking south and east. We'll see when it gets here. Partly sunny today, 90 to 95. There is the risk of a storm before the day is over. Better chance for some showers and storms tonight, however, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm, 90. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Sunshine on Saturday, the high Saturday close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, I'm kind of in a quandary because tomorrow is a full moon, okay? And we've talked about how that may already be kicking in. But it's also Friday the 13th.
See,
and there are some things that apparently happen when those two situations intersect. So I don't know if I should talk about it today, and that'll make people scared to go to work tomorrow, or if I just go ahead and tell you about it tomorrow as you're going to work.
Well, I'll mention one thing that could affect everyone with electronics.
Oh, here we go. It's nerd alert, nerd alert.
Now the big solar flare.
Yeah?
It's a pretty big solar activity that could disrupt communications.
Now, when we say communications, does that mean our cell phone? Because I can't be without my cell phone. I have to have my cell phone.
Now let's see. If you have apps installed locally, I don't think the solar flare will actually fry your circuitry.
Okay.
So you just might not be able to connect to the internet.
Oh, that's even worse.
I know.
That's worse.
Great Scott.
Because, you know, we used to. We haven't had any problem in a long time. Not But, you know, we end up, we just declare ourselves stupid when that happens, you know, when the internet goes down, because we don't know anything.
No.
You know, we have no knowledge at all.
No.
The internet tells us everything.
Yes.
I had a friend who said he thinks Darwin may win this round because he had some friends. There were some tornadoes up in the north of us a little bit, and they were getting on Facebook saying, just got a tornado alert on my phone, just didn't know if it was real. Instead,
really.
And well, their vote counts as much.
It does. That's exactly right. Not anything you can do about that. Hello.
Hey, Scott, you'll be fine. You just need to put sunblock on your cell phone.
Thank you. Oh, oh, man.
I like that one.
We have so many listeners who have great ideas for us. County Judge Dwayne Peters will join us in a few minutes right now. Gwen's here this morning from the city of Bryan Parks and Rec. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
It's almost summer. It feels like summer.
Oh, it is summer.
Let's go do summer stuff, right? Yeah.
As far as we're concerned, it is summer. We're going full blast right now. One of the things I'd like to talk about is Brian has a track and field club, and we have just implemented this. It's for ages 9 to 18 years of age. Registration is now going on. The program has actually started. It began June 9th, but it will run through August 4th, and you can still register. This is a great, great program. It meets over at Merrill Green Stadium on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 9 to 11. And with your $25 registration fee for the whole summer, you'll also receive a T-shirt. And what we're gearing these kiddos to do is to compete in a meet. Well, there's several meets that they'll have, and then have a team for our Games of Texas the end of July.
No, oh, okay.
So we're real excited about this program.
So is there going to be a little bit of travel as they go to these other meets? Are they out of town?
They
How's that
are.
Happen?
They there's I believe there's going to be. Let's see. We've got one in Waco, Franklin, and then in College Station.
Okay, good.
So, yeah. So there will be a little bit of travel. Of course, we will get the kiddos there and bring them back and everything else. But it is a great program, and the price is right. Of course, too, going on that, we've got all our pools going and our summer camps are going. Mm-hmm. And you can still go in and register for Camp Hero, which is an all-day program. And also our free program, Summer Parks program, is from noon to 5, and we've got 5 different parks where they can come in and enjoy that, which free lunch as well.
And it tires them out.
It tires them out.
Which
and,
is a good thing, right?
Parents like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, we do.
We do a lot of fun stuff with those kids, too. We take them field trips. They go to the movies. They go swimming. And so it's a really great program.
Right. So if they want some more information, what do they do?
BryanParksandRecreation.com, or they can give us a call, 209-5528.
All right, that's what's going on in the city of Bryan. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with folks from the city of Bryan on Thursdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
There you go, 815. 15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. County Judge Dwayne Peters joins us this morning. Judge, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Scott. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, I wanted to follow up. I saw a story the other night on Channel 3. I thought they did a real good story about something that's really kind of concerning, and that's we found more problems as far as the construction of the courthouse, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's we didn't know what degree that problem was going to be when we got into it, but we knew that there was a problem with leaks. There's been a leak from the jail. One of the employees over at maintenance that came in 97 said it was leaking when they were there. I mean, and you couldn't really follow the thing. I mean, where it actually was leaking was underneath some shower pans, or in showers, up in the jail on the fourth floor.
Mm-hmm.
But then it would run down those pipe, and that the leak would actually come out somewhere else in the building.
Right.
So, that, you know, there really wasn't a way to track it down until we got the inmates out of the jail and then we're able to go in there and tear it out.
Of course. Now, I guess the thing that's annoying, though, is the taxpayer. And it didn't happen on your watch. I understand that. If that happens in 20 years, we'll talk to that county judge and he can blame you.
Yeah.
But the deal is, this is just the latest. I mean, this thing has just turned into a monumental expense. What, you've spent $7 million. You're going to have to spend another $5 million. You know, the outside, those sheets are not hung properly. I mean, isn't there supposed to be somebody at the county who oversees that?
Well, yeah, and we believe we've taken care of that. We've got a guy on board that's been in construction all of his life, and he watches over everything that's going on. So we believe we've taken care of that. But let me just give you a little background. Like on the glass that was that we replaced, right, those concrete slabs that were on the side. From what I understand, back in the 80s when they let the job, that contractor went broke somewhere in the middle of the job. And then the bonding company took it over, and they finished it out. I don't know who was watching over it at that time. I mean, we certainly found some problems that the only way we felt like we could safely deal with was to replace the outside concrete slabs with something else. We ended up putting glass there. I try to look on the positive side. The good thing is I think the building looks a lot better than it did. It's certainly more energy efficient. We didn't really plan to replace that. In fact, we didn't plan at all to replace those concrete slabs on the outside until we ran into, you know, that they were the way they were attached and that we could not attach them safely to keep them on there. But, you know, I think that probably happened when the contractor shifted. This deal we just ran into was the 50s portion of the building. That part of the building is 60 years old.
Yeah, I know. You look at it, and I remember when the courthouse was built, you know, it made national news.
It did.
It was this was cutting-edge stuff at the time.
It was. And I mean, if you looked, when we were fixing to go into construction, I looked underneath the building at some of the piers and stuff. They are massive. That building is well built as far as the structure. And even in the 80s portion, the structure of it has got some pretty massive beams. I mean, so the structure is okay. This deal is just a 60-year-old building that just needed some, you know, it had some leaks and some problems, and it's things you'd deal with if you had a 60-year-old house you were trying to repair.
Gotcha.
That first part, though, was somebody didn't do the right job when they attached those things.
Yeah.
We're hoping we're taking care of a lot of that because we've got a guy that's overseeing it, and hopefully we won't ever have the next 20 years from now, another judge and commissioner's court won't be dealing with the same issues.
Now, this project, all it'll be done, 2018? So we got another 4 years before everything's done in the courthouse. Is that the way it looks?
Yeah, the phase we're in right now is the fourth floor. That'll put the district courts up there on the fourth floor, and then the J.P. Constable. They'll all be on the fourth floor. That will vacate some other areas that have not been remodeled. I'm not sure at what point we would begin the next phase. There is a phase that we need to do that's replacing a lot of that old infrastructure that's been there for years and years that's above the ceiling in some of the areas. So, and we'll probably do that because that kind of stuff needs to be done. I don't know that we'll go into the next remodel phase until we need, when we need that next court. At some point, I'm sure we're going to have to add either a district court or a county court at law.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the room to be able to put either or court, but we'd probably need to remodel to get that done.
Sure. Dwayne Peters, county judge, joins us this morning. Let's shift gears for a minute. I know the legislature is going to be struggling with a lot of things, including roads. We're starting to see, tomorrow we have Dave Coleman on from the city of College Station. Among the things he'll be talking about is how they're going to take some non-potable water, and apparently they're going to sell it to people who are going to start fracking around here. Well, of course, that means more big trucks, more county roads that are liable to get torn up. What's the plan here? What are you trying to do to keep that from, or minimizing that situation?
Well, you know, that's a great idea. Pat, you met with us and told us kind of what their plan was. I think it's a great idea to keep from sucking the water out of our drinking water formations. So I like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a whole lot we can do with the truck traffic and the damage that will be done to the roads. Legislature just doesn't give counties much authority to deal with it. You probably remember back in the early 90s, we were dealing with the same thing, and Brazos County came up with a novel idea that they would charge permits,
mm-hmm.
Overweight permit fees to truckers who came onto county roads. There was a oil company that decided that they didn't think that Brazos County had that authority. They sued, and they won.
Yeah.
So there's not a whole lot we can do. I can tell you that road repair is very expensive. We didn't build those roads to handle the kind of weight that they're currently, you know, hauling on them. I mean, some of those rigs have over 100,000 pounds on them, and our roads were never designed to do anything like that. I mean, I don't know that we could even afford to build roads that would handle that kind of weight. But, I know probably one of the questions you're going to ask is about the increase in valuations that the appraisal district has come up with.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not sure what revenue that increase will be. The auditor is the person in counties who sets the revenue and tells us what she projects the revenue is going to be. I've just kind of run some rough numbers, and I would expect it to be an increase of somewhere between $5 and $6 million, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that would do, if we're just talking about roads, only roads, that would do maybe somewhere close to 10 miles of road if
wow.
you bring them up to 80,000 pound standards,
wow.
Which is, I'm afraid that's what we're going to have to do in a lot of areas where this oil field activity is going on.
Well, are there enough counties in Texas that are having to deal with this challenge that the legislature will listen where they haven't before?
Well, I know that is true, but you know there were some three or four counties down in South Texas that TxDOT said we're going to have to turn, and I don't remember how many miles of farm to market road back to gravel because
right.
they couldn't afford to keep them up.
I remember that.
And so, you know, the legislature said that you know that they didn't have money. Now I keep hearing that with this mineral interest that you know where they're bringing revenue in. That there's a good bit of money coming in. I would hope that's what they use that money for is not only TxDOT, but for counties who are being damaged by it. I mean, it's great. I think it's picked the economy up around here. It's kept Texas' economy going. So I don't want to complain about the oil field activity, but with it comes a lot of expense. And while, you know, it sounds like, If all you hear is, oh, the county's going to be bringing in, you know, $6-7 million more than they brought in last year, then it sounds like we got a windfall. We really don't. I mean, if we were to take that money and spend it, there's a day of reckoning coming and those roads are being damaged right now. But I'm told that they believe that there's oil under all of Brazos County.
Yeah.
And so it's not just in one certain area. Right now it's occurring in the northeast corner of the county, but it's moving south.
Would you have a suggestion? Let's say $6 million, okay, just so we've got a number to work with. Would you be in favor of taking some of that and putting it, for lack of a better name, into a rainy day fund?
Well, that's kind of what I would hope we do, but I don't know that we're going to have much time to do that because those roads are already being torn up. We've already identified a number of roads that need to be rebuilt today. So I don't know that there's ever going to be a rainy day fund because I'm afraid they're going to be tearing up the roads faster than the money's going to come in to fix them.
Yeah. Dwayne Peters, the county judge, joining us. Finally, one last thing, and this is kind of a, I think it's kind of a neat deal that because of all the people who are looking to now build new companies that are coming here, the county really is part of this whole RVP plan of what we're going to do to make this a good situation. Now, granted, what Gundler didn't work out very well, but do you still feel optimistic there are opportunities that the county will be able to help people who want to come in here and put facilities and put people to work?
Well, I do, and I mean, we both know that the Gundler deal didn't work out. I mean, they came in, they paid for the property. It looked like, I mean, I thought at the time, well, they must have the money to success and make a success out there. But I guess, and maybe they will one day. I don't have any idea. But when they begin not to pay employees and the vendors, that was pretty upsetting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Axis is a success story. I mean, they're gonna be in production out there in within the next year. Pipe, you know, and that's kind of the variance that we need. I mean, we've got a lot of economic activity that's associated with the university. I mean, the university, because you know this bio corridor and all. Probably would never have happened if we didn't have Texas A&M out there for research. But we need other things, too. We need to spread that out so that if one thing turns down, you don't do what happened to us back in the 80s when the oil field died and we had a lot of oil field activity, and then, you know, everything kind of crashed around us, you know. And so, yeah, I think the Triangle Park is a great idea. That the bio corridor is a great idea, and it looks like there's some companies looking that they've got some really fantastic ideas.
We'll hope so. Dwayne Peters is the county judge of Brazos County. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. Thanks for the time this morning, Judge.
You bet, Scott. Thank you.
Yep, see you. Bye. It's 8:27.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200. Or at dayhill.com.
There is new economic data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a small increase last week in the number of workers signing up for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department counted 317,000 first-time claims, 4,000 more than the prior week. Economists say that was not enough to change their view that the job market is improving. We increased our spending at stores and car dealerships last month, but not by as much as expected. The Commerce Department says retail sales increased 0.3% in May. Car sales and gasoline purchases accounted for just about the entire pickup. Stock market futures are very slightly lower this hour. If you're a Facebook user, you may notice a change in the types of ads you see on your devices. Facebook will start sharing members' browsing histories with advertisers so ads can be targeted more effectively. Facebook plants lines of code on users' computers to collect information on websites that are visited. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
A smartphone is a pretty harmless device, unless you take one outside the U.S. without T-Mobile. Binging quietly on emails and GPS coordinates, it might run your data tab into the thousands. Smart business travelers choose T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan with unlimited global data in over 100 countries at no extra charge.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
Fed up with poor cell phone service in your home? Why not put a cell tower in your living room? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. I love my new smarter home security system, SimpliSafe. I had to see it and use it to really believe how easy it is. I always want the best technology for home security. Before SimpliSafe, it was a huge hassle to set up home security systems. And when you talk to the big security firms, you have pushy sales guys, messy wired systems, and those long-term locked-in contracts. I'd never sign one. But then I found SimpliSafe, and I can't tell you how easy SimpliSafe really is. I went online, customized a package. A few days later, my system arrived right on my doorstep. And it's all wireless. The system is super easy to install. You'll be able to have it up and running in about 30 minutes. The best part, no contracts. Professional monitoring is just $15. Most guys charge three times that. I can leave anytime, but I'm positive I'll stick with SimpliSafe. I want you to have the same protection as me. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com. My listeners get an exclusive 10% off. SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com. Living in one of America's largest cities, it's so frustrating to have great cell phone service everywhere except inside my home. And I'm not just picking on one provider. We're a two-carrier home. I'm on one service. My husband and son are on another. I get a great signal in the kitchen, but not upstairs. They can't make or receive a call anywhere except upstairs. This week, Qualcomm released a new set of inexpensive chips for what it calls small cell technology. The chips will work in a small black box that acts like a low-power 4G LTE cellular tower in your home. As far as your phone is concerned, it's talking to a full-size cell tower and giving you 5 bars throughout your home or office. The box connects to your Wi-Fi and instantly routes your calls into the national telephone network. Your neighbors won't be able to latch on because the range is limited. Read more and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 82 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. More administrative changes have taken place at College Station City Hall. City Manager Kelly Templin announced Wednesday Assistant Manager Kathy Merrill retired last month. Filling that position will be Police Chief Jeff Capps, who's been with the department for 22 years. Capps starts his new job on June 30th, supervising the police and fire departments, intergovernmental relations, community services, human resources, and emergency operations. Assistant Police Chief Scott McCollum will lead a city law enforcement on an interim basis. Earlier this year, Templin promoted Jeff Kirsten to another assistant city manager position and Chuck Gilman to deputy city manager. Bryan police are searching for suspects in two firearm-related incidents that took place Tuesday night. Officer Kelly McKeithen says multiple gunshots were fired near the roundabout at College Main and Old College.
When officers arrived on the scene, they saw the male that was described in the call, and they attempted to stop that person, and he ran from the police. So when they caught up to him, they immediately observed that he had received a gunshot wound to a non-vital area and immediately called an ambulance to come transport him to St. Joseph Hospital.
McKeithen says drugs were recovered from the victim at the hospital and a gun was found at a sweep of the scene. 20 minutes later, a suspect walked into Woody's on South College with his face covered and holding a handgun. McKeithen says the man left immediately after seeing the clerk. Suspect descriptions in both cases are online at WTAW.com. Nearly two-thirds of job growth in the United States over the last 25 years has come from small businesses. That was among the observations by the keynote speaker at Wednesday's Bryan Rotary Club Newman 10 Awards Luncheon. Randy Hale is a Bryan native who leads a Houston-based investors group where he currently sits on the boards of 10 private companies and has served on more than 30 others. Hale challenged the small business owners to expand their moat.
Your moat could be intellectual property, a patent. It could be a brand that everybody recognizes. It could be government permits that allow you to operate and do things that others can't do. It could be a technical expertise, superior service, superior sales organization, geographic footprint that gives you an advantage over others. There's a number of things that could be that could make up your moat. The main thing is that you need to determine what those things are, invest time and money in it, and nurture it on a regular basis.
This year's winner of the fastest growing small business in the Brazos Valley is Schaefer Custom Homes. Online at WTAW.com is the complete list of winners. The political domino effect of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor's primary loss has already started. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has already heard from colleagues interested in future leadership positions after Cantor leaves office.
I've already gotten two calls and a couple of text messages, some as late as midnight last night, saying, hey, would you support me for this position or that position? The jockeying has already started for new majority leader, and then, if the whip moves up, then you got people jockeying for whip, and interesting times.
Flores says he was surprised about Cantor's defeat.
He's really a good conservative guy. I mean, he's not one of the so-called rhino-type folks. He is very conservative. He may have gotten a little too far out in front of the skis on immigration, particularly with respect to how to deal with the Dreamers. But, other than that, he's a very conservative guy.
Another Texas congressman, Pete Sessions, has indicated his interest in becoming House Majority Leader. A third, Jeb Hensarling, says he's, quoting, prayerfully considering the best way to serve. There's been a shakeup in the Wendy Davis for governor campaign. She selected a Texan and member of the State House of Representatives to take over as campaign manager. Rice University political science chair Mark Jones says making State Representative Chris Turner the campaign manager made sense as Davis finds herself down 12 points to Greg Abbott in the polls.
If you're going to replace somebody at this stage, you needed somebody who you already knew, who knew Texas and who didn't need to be brought up to speed. Among the options, Turner seems one of the more solid ones compared to any other option that Davis had.
Davis thanked her outgoing campaign manager, Karen Johansson. Davis says they've raised more money from more donors and have more volunteers than any candidate ever in Texas. An anchor that may have been part of one of the earliest ships to hit the Americas will be tested in Texas.
The anchor was found 6 years ago in Puget Sound, north of Seattle, and may have been from one of the earliest ships to explore the waters of the Great Northwest. The 900-pound anchor might be one lost by a ship that accompanied the HMS Discovery as British explorer George Vancouver charted the West Coast in 1792. The anchor now being shipped to Texas A&M in College Station, where experts are going to try to determine whether it really is the anchor lost 222 years ago. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. We'll have more news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, your new home is just a local call away. Buying a home is the single most important investment we ever make. Although the process can seem intimidating, we're dedicated to providing a rewarding and positive experience. We're committed to helping you secure the home loan that best fits your needs, and no one works harder to find a way to say yes. We welcome the opportunity to earn your business. Call us today at 260-2100 or visit us online at banktbt.com. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Not a shock. Father's Day is on Sunday. You know that, right? Okay. Sioux Falls Prater's got some stuff for you. Of course, we've talked about the D140 priced at $18.99. They've got that for a Father's Day deal. And there's also all sorts of other motorized John Deere goodies and attachments to go along with it that'll make Father's Day extra special for Dad. But, you know, sometimes that involves being outside and, you know, there are other things that they might want to be doing with their time. And Sioux Falls Prater's got some opportunities there, too. Now, in addition, by the way, to John Deere, you know that, they have steel products as well, top-of-the-line type product line. They also have Honda mowers. They have security safes at Sioux Falls Prater, and they have tools, and they have Mighty M generators as well. That's just a few. Actually, there's about a dozen different names that you'll find there when it comes to different pieces of equipment. All top-notch names, top quality, because that's the way that Sioux Falls Prater likes to do it. And how about Yeti coolers? Would that be cool? Get a Yeti cooler for a special somebody for Father's Day. And Sioux Falls Prater is going to be giving away one of these famous Yeti coolers on Saturday. For your chance to win, you text Yeti Up. That's Y-E-T-I-U-P. And you do it to 95577. So Yeti Up to 95577. Got a chance to win that Yeti that they'll be giving away on Saturday at Sioux Falls Prater. For terms and conditions, visit their website at cptractor.com, and you'll also find the specials.
For your car, your home, your business, too. Quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts.
quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Good morning, it's 840. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Partly sunny days shaping up for the region. We'll see whether or not a frontal system to our north can trigger a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. It's doing so in the central part of the state already. High temperatures today should be on the order of 90 to 95. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. Lows will be falling back to 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, the risk of a thunderstorm near 90. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Saturday will be sunny with highs around 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Put your flags up in the sky.
You're playing Pitbull.
Yeah.
Brazil?
Well, it's We Are One. It's the official song for the FIFA World Cup.
Yep.
Dale.
What's that mean? Dalai Lama?
That's all he ever said. Dale.
Oh, I got you. So, the World Cup takes place every four... Well, this is a little primer for you. Takes place every 4 years. Okay. The two favorites are Brazil and Spain. Spanish team won the 2010 World Cup. Currently FIFA's number one ranked team. Millions of dollars at stake. I know you think about this. U.S. Americans don't follow this because we're not any good at it. So,
all our best athletes play other sports.
Well, the people who play, they go someplace else and they come back over here and play later. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just doesn't happen very much here. But the deal is they pay out $576 million. $35 million goes to the champs, $25 million to the runners-up, and various amounts to other teams. The other thing that you try to think about that you need to understand is that unlike the Olympics, which generally is within a small area, not so with the World Cup. 12 stadii spread pretty widely across Brazil.
Yep. And they're really concerned about transit for those games.
Yeah, and Brazil's about as big as U.S. America. I mean, they're a big country. And you're right, being able to move those people from one place to another. For the U.S. team's first match, they'll fly 1,700 miles for their second match. Between matches, they'll stay in a self-selected base camp. You can watch it on ESPN and ABC if you want to do that. So, just letting you know. All right, let's talk about something you relate to. It's the 25 drunkest states. Let me put that together for us.
Why has it got to be something I relate to?
The National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism knows a thing or two about hard drinking using various data points. You see, and they don't tell us what they are. That's why the number...
I bet they're doing the full study.
They might.
It's just a story about it.
It could be. The number one team has got to be really... I mean, the number one state's really got to be unhappy that they're there because they can't defend themselves. What shocks me is number nine is Colorado. Seems like they'd have other things they could do.
Well, they're so close to Golden where Coors is made.
As I said, seems like they'd have another shot at, you know, getting a buzz on. But nonetheless. Number eight's Alaska because what else have you got to do, right? Number seven is Vermont because you can only eat that much maple syrup. Number six is Montana because, again, there's not much to do. Number five is Wisconsin. And for years, Madison, Wisconsin has had more bars than any college town in America. Those people party. And the thing is, I don't know. I think you drink less beer when it's cold, don't
you?
Nope,
because there's nothing else to do. Having lived in that climate in Nebraska.
All right, okay. You just got to buy a bigger parka the next year. Okay. Number four is Nevada. Number three is North Dakota. Number two is Delaware. I thought Delaware punch would be big there, but maybe not. Number one, according to these people, the drunkest state is New Hampshire. So, and Vermont's number seven. So what's that about? Man, go look at some covered bridges or something. Okay. Go look at leaves change. I'm not sure. Just something. All right, stuff that you can tell people so that they'll really think you're smart when you tell them. Because, you know, it's something that they might go, So here you go. If you were to stand in downtown Detroit and start walking south for as long as it took, what's the first foreign country you would encounter?
South from Detroit?
South from Detroit.
Something in South America.
Patrick, thought?
Yeah, Cuba.
Canada.
Wow.
Hey.
Yeah,
I
get it.
There you go. All right.
We walk a long way.
That's it. Hi there.
No, I have to swim a little bit, too.
But anyways, and it's apparently a very, very short walk. Just takes you a few minutes. A little lip of Canada.
No kidding.
Yep. So there you go.
I don't think I knew that.
I think Windsor is the city that's right across from Detroit up on the other side. I mean, anyhow. Now, if you spell out numbers in order, starting with one, let it be like O-N-E, and two would be T-W-O, and after that I get challenged. So anyway, but on what number would you first encounter the letter A?
1,000.
No, you already knew that.
Did I sound smart?
Yeah.
It's working!
Well, again, that's the thing. I mean, know it at the right time. All right, smart boy, here we go. There is only one country in the world that begins with the letter A that does not end in the letter A. What is it?
Afghanistan?
That's right. Okay. Very good. All right. So you win. Gosh, if we were given Slitterbond tickets, well, no, you're not eligible.
I think you asked this one since I've been on the show.
May well be. May
okay.
Well be. Yeah. And that
obviously made a big impression on me.
When people go, I love that part when you said such. What'd you say today? I went, I don't know. Hello?
Hey, what is the red-blue split on the drunkest state?
You know, that's
Ooh.
It. Oh, Whoa. Wow. We'll have to do some research on that. If we had an intern, that'd be so cool. I don't want to be mad. I mean, we have interns. It's just having to explain to them the whole concept of red state, blue state, right?
Oh, they might be able. Some of them might be able to get it.
Maybe. Have to ask them, but first, when was the last time you voted? And then if we can go from there, then we might be able to move on into that. But, yeah, well, it could be. But anyway, we may see if we can find that, at least the top seven or eight. And we'll have that served possibly for you on Monday if we're able to. Microsoft held its E3 2014 press conference this week. We didn't talk about that.
No, did I didn't know what was going on.
You didn't know it was going on?
No, I'm shocked.
Grand Theft Auto 5 finally coming to PlayStation 4.
Whatever.
Way to not know things, Tech Boy.
I'm not a gamer.
With Xbox One and PC releases to follow this fall, Microsoft also announced they're re-releasing four Halo games as part of the 10th anniversary celebration. Halo the Master Chief Collection will be out this fall and updated specifically for Xbox One to play at 60 frames per second. And Microsoft announced it was packaging the game's first live-action series that would be Halo Nightfall, produced by Ridley Scott. So there you are. So,
wow.
New stuff for Gamerville. There you are. It's 847.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Bring your family and friends to Bluebell Park from 6 to 9 on June 13th for the Chamber's tribute and salute to our first responders. Brought to you by St. Joseph's Health System.
I'm Chief Kepps. We're looking forward to playing the fire department's Hot Stuff team, sponsored by Atkinson Toyota.
And I'm Jeannie Smith. Your local McDonald's franchise is the proud sponsor of the police department's Cold Steel team.
Help support our Chamber and the 100 Club to recognize their financial contribution to our community.
Order your tickets at bcschamber.org or call the Chamber at 260-5500.
Hi, Levi Douglas here for Douglas Nissan. If you're looking for a new truck, check out the full-size power and standout design of Nissan Titan. Right now at Douglas Nissan, get $6,500 off MSRP on any new in-stock 2014 Titan SV with value truck package. Come check us out and drive away happy in your brand new Titan at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys off Highway 6 and College Station.
Offer includes $2,500 Nissan customer cash, $1,350 customer bonus cash, and $2,650 Douglas Nissan discount. 13 to choose from, model number 36314.
Hope Pregnancy Center and the A&M College of Medicine's chapter of the Christian Medical Association are hosting Gifted Hands, Gifted Lives, an evening with Dr. Benjamin Carson. In 2013, Dr. Carson spoke Truth to Power at the National Prayer Breakfast. On August 26, you can hear him at Rutter Auditorium speaking boldly on the issues of today. Event sponsorships, including a private reception with Dr. Carson, may be purchased through Hope Pregnancy Center. Call 979-695-9193 or visit partnerwithhope.org.
The greenest business park in College Station is now the fastest, too. Aggieland Business Park is proud to announce the addition of high-speed fiber connectivity throughout the park. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60 with quick access to the new biotech corridor, Aggieland Business Park is the choice for high-tech companies that need a customized facility at an affordable price. If your business needs to move at the speed of light, call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The president is going to jump out of an airplane today, tandem jump. You know, we thought that maybe that was just wishful thinking, but he is. Up at Kennebunkport, go there.
Very cool.
Proven Barb wrong.
Yeah, and we got free food here to celebrate. So
do we?
Yeah, they got goodies. They got refreshments over at...
Oh, I thought you meant here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, here locally.
Yeah, here locally. We'll have donuts tomorrow in celebration. How's that?
Okay, fine.
Okay. I mean, it's the best we can do. I'm just saying, it's the best we can do. So, being a rat may mean never having to say you're sorry because, well rats don't
you
talk.
You dirty rat.
Yeah, they don't talk. But apparently, rats can feel sorry. Tech Times reports that researchers at the University of Minnesota have found that, like humans, rats can feel regret. That would be the first time that such an emotion has been observed to occur in a non-human organism. They arranged different food choices for the rats, but they made them wait for the reward or give up and move on to another option. The rats that chose to move on to a faster but less tasty treat were soon looking toward the food they chose to abandon before moving forward to the next one, looking back over their little rat shoulder. Then in the subsequent tests, the same rats were seen to be more patient, staying in place, waiting for that reward to come. This behavior signified regret, as far as the scientists were concerned, over the missed opportunity, and not just disappointment over the lack of reward, as far as the researchers are concerned. We'll take their word for it, but can you see that little rat looking over its shoulder going, dang, I wish I'd waited for that treat. Dang. Because I've got this crouton and I don't like it. Number of stay-at-home dads is growing, but that's not necessarily a good thing. New report from Pew Research says that while moms are more likely to stay home with the kids and dad, in 1989, just 10% of at-home parents were fathers. In 2012, it's up to 16%. Most fathers, that's 35%, who do stay home aren't doing it by choice. They're home because of a disability or an illness. Whoa. 21% of stay-at-home dads say they're not working because they're caring for their home or family. That's up by 5%. And 23% are at home because they can't find work. Whoa. Okay. So stay-at-home dad sounds good on the surface. The reason for it may not be quite as good. Guy in Maryland charged with stealing candy while dressed in only socks and... white shorts. No, it's okay. The Calvert County Sheriff's Department says 50-year-old James Warwick seemed drunk in public. But when they approached him at the Subway sandwich shop, the deputies claimed that the witness was undressed and stuffing candy in his shorts and leaving without paying, I guess, for the sandwich. Taken into the detox center where he allegedly went ballistic, tearing a phone off the wall, charged with theft and destruction of property. Yeah. All in all. And a Florida man is accused of assaulting his girlfriend with food condiments. Okay. Lorenzo Martinez and his girlfriend got into a heated argument at an apartment. It apparently started when the young lady decided to drag the bed out into the living room. Okay. At that point, Lorenzo escalated the disagreement by grabbing ketchup and squirting it at her. Now, you see, you use ketchup to make cars. We found that out yesterday. Heinz is trying to do that. Don't be shooting ketchup at your girlfriend. Not a good thing, no matter what the circumstances.
You could be
I'm
wasting
Frank
a caddy.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2014-2015 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 8th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2014-2015 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you. Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty.
Why, no. Look at that. We did it two in a row, huh?
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is aggieathletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. aggieathletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Defendant in Central California burglary case walked out of the courtroom a free man after the jury signed the not guilty verdict form. Yeah, they picked up the wrong one.
Wrong one.
Fresno B reports the flabbergasted judge said Wednesday had no choice but to order the defendant to be set free from jail because the non-guilty verdict had been put on the record. After it was too late, jurors told the judge that they were hung on the charges against the defendant. But Superior Court Judge Kent Hamlin said he couldn't change the form because double jeopardy was already attached. He said it never happened at 100 jury trials that he had presided over.
Wow.
So we'll see how that happens. So, like, for those who speak by pecking, like, their sentences with, you know, I mean, or like, they aren't being ditzy, as pop culture would suggest. They're being conscientious. So suggests a new study in the Journal of Language and Social Psychology, whose authors say that those little filler words tend to be used by people who are more thoughtful than most. I'm not buying that.
I don't 100% buy it, but I did hear someone say the ums and ahs are like mental lubrication. They just help get to where he's trying to think about the words you want to say.
Could so what are you saying?
Yeah. The researcher says that when having conversations with listeners, conscientious people use discourse markers, such as I mean and you know, to imply their desire to share or rephrase opinions to recipients.
Or maybe to prolong their part of the conversation so you can interrupt.
Dang right. So
that'd be great.
I don't necessarily buy that because now here they may be just talking about social conversation, but when you're really trying to exchange information, maybe of a somewhat technical manner, that I don't think you hear the word when they're discussing that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Talk about the relative computing speed of computers. They don't go, well, when, because Steve Jobs never did that, as best I can recall. Oh, by the way, Patrick, just for you.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about would it be cool if you could put stuff in containers and close containers and ship them over here from Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't have to go through the borders and all that. And lo and behold, a buddy of mine who works at TTI said, we're doing research on that.
Yeah.
So Monday, we got the researcher on.
Wow.
Yeah, the guy's heading the program. I was going to talk to us about that, those containerized things that may come in. And it may be really closer than we think. So we'll see how that works out for you. Probably not too surprising, NCIS, which has been the most popular show in U.S. America for 5 straight seasons. Now, king of the world! They can stand out in front of that big boat that sinks.
I was going to say, thanks, little dinghy.
That's right. On Wednesday, CBS's global hit series received the prestigious International Television Audience for a Drama TV Series Award, 54th Monte Carlo Television Festival. The annual International Audience Awards it will reward programs which deliver the highest ratings worldwide across 5 continents in 3 categories: drama, comedy TV series, telenovas or soap operas, and NCIS garnered 57 million viewers worldwide.
Not my favorite show.
Not?
No.
Okay.
It's okay.
You know, what's interesting is that it's a spinoff. Did you know that? It's spun off from JAG.
Huh.
First debuted in 2013. Two spinoffs now. They've got one, Los Angeles, and they've got another one coming up, New Orleans, which is going to star Scott Bakula, I think. And, you know, they've got like 250 in the can. So if Mark Harmon wasn't rich, but he is, he'll just get richer. Now, there. Tomorrow's Friday. We're back. WTAW College Station. Brian, it's 9 o'clock.